This is the SML Podcast.
Hastily made General Sal. So,
I still can't get over that.
All right.
More like tofu.
Fuck off, it's delicious. Swallow. Swallow.
I'm working on it.
You don't want to play anymore Minesweeper?
All right, no. I'm small.
I'm medium.
I'm large.
And we have with us today Tall.
Tall
from somewhere. Introduce yourself, Tall.
Hello, I am Tall, and I am from somewhere that's not here.
Who is your daddy, and what does he do?
My father's dead.
Good. Moving on. Joe, what are you playing? Hey, Joe, what are you playing?
Well, I'm playing some more Devil's Cartel.
Oh, how's that going?
Me too.
You gave us thoughts on it last time.
Same thoughts as before. It's fun game, enjoyable game. It's not 40th day. And that's...
And when you have to be like, it's not 40th day, that's when you go, oh,
that's sick.
No, I'm actually... I'm interested in playing.
Well, it's so fun 40th though. Day so, was the pinnacle of the series so far.
Yeah.
Which even then is really...
And by pinnacle,
rent,
I mean 6.0.
Rent Devil's Cartel, find a 48-hour trial, and we'll play it.
Yeah, that sounds about right. I did see that... Was it Best
By rent,
Buy?
He means borrow it from my store.
Yeah.
Or show
I think
up next
Best
Thursday.
Buy,
yeah.
Or show up... I think Best Buy was doing a thing where you can get... 4 months of live and, like... 500 or 5,000?
400 points for like $15.
Yeah, for like $15 or something like that. I was thinking about doing that, but...
Oh, yeah, there's a crazy deal for that. Tal, what are you playing?
Well, I've been kind of on a PC kick as of late. A lot of my friends are trying to get me in on, like, the whole MMO gig.
What MMO?
But, a friend of mine is twisting, because he's a big D&D fan, he's trying to get me in on Neverwinter.
Yeah.
I've had a lot of people been talking about that. They really want to check it out.
Yeah, it's not too bad. It's very reminiscent of Lord of the Rings Online. But
and that was a good MMO. So.
Yeah, I mean it's a good system, and also they do have the Foundry system where you can actually players can actually create campaigns on their own and contribute it.
Ooh,
that's as neat. Well, and you can actually peer rate these campaigns. You know, you can play them through and give them a rating, and based on that rating,
cool. Wait, here's a stupid question though.
Mm-hmm.
The loot. Based portion of the campaign thing,
mm-hmm.
Would they be able to set like the rewards that you get for certain objectives?
Fleshlights.
I'm not entirely sure. I mean,
in-game items, Joe. In-game items.
Fleshlights.
Medieval fleshlights.
Medieval yeah. fleshlights. That's a sheep.
I'm not entirely sure.
Fleshlight.
I think the reason why I'm asking because
we need to make shirts.
As soon as you said that. This thing kind of just went off in my head where I'm just like, well, the whole market value of everything that would
yeah.
be in the MMO would be completely fucked.
It so does, yeah,
like,
it does imply...
Go over there 20 feet and get, like, 50 million gold, like...
Yeah, I think they can set the threshold of, like, difficulty and level, for example. Like, you know, they can set the loot to be defined for, like, people within this kind of bracket. I don't think they can specifically set what loot drops, but
okay.
they can set, a bracket of, like, for example, like, level 30 gear, level 40 gear, based upon how difficult the overall encounter is, what kind of bad guys they have, so they can kind of give an idea of, like, well...
I would assume that there would have to be some sort of, like, some mods that would be able to go through that and just be like, look at, you know, this works, this isn't cheap, you
yeah.
know?
Yeah.
That's the only thing I'd be worried about it. Because there had to be someone that as soon as that came live, they're like, yeah, I'm going to set this waypoint like 20 feet from here. And like as soon as you get it,
probably.
Then you're going to get some loot.
Yeah. All right, yeah,
so Hubert, what are you playing?
What do you think I'm playing?
Diablo.
Dicks. No, I actually...
Diablo,
I've been
ladies
no,
and gentlemen.
No. I played...
don't listen to him, he's lying.
I got one Paragon level last night, and that was it. And I threw some stuff up on the auction house. That was it. I played for maybe like 30 minutes.
What else have you been playing?
I want to play some Planetside.
Yeah, you do. Oh, that sucked that you're... Oh, did your backup finish?
Yeah.
He's backing up his hard drive.
I'm backing up my entire hard drive because I have to send my computer out again.
For the third time.
Because fuck MSI. And
mindless self-indulgence?
No. The computer company. Even though the guy that I talked to at PAX was really, really cool, I lost his goddamn business card, so now I feel like an idiot.
You're dumb.
Yep.
That was your in.
So I have to send my laptop out for a third time.
That is the charm, you know.
That is third time is the charm. So hopefully this will be it after this.
You're the best.
But I've been playing around a shit ton of Tetris Blitz.
Oh yeah, yeah. Tetris Blitz is so good.
Because I can take a dump and play that game.
You're classy.
I am.
Are you going to act like you don't dick around on your phone while you're pooping?
All dick around. That's all I'm going to say.
You dick around.
Dick around.
No, he's around.
I dick around.
Do you diddle yourself while you poop?
I diddle the poop.
Is that how you get off?
No, no.
Do you need a ye olde fleshlight for the bathroom?
I play on my phone. Usually I read. I have like 16 different books I'm trying to read at once, and everybody's trying to tell me to read new books, and I'm like, I want to read them. I just got to read these books first.
Read Storm of Swords.
Storm of Swords?
Oh, man.
Game of Thrones?
Oh, Song of Storms?
Storm of Swords.
No, it's
Storm.
Let's see here. Game of Thrones. Game of Thrones, Clash of Kings, Storm of Swords, Feast of Crows. Yeah, I think it's Storm of Swords.
Song of Ice and Fire.
Yeah.
That's the series.
Dance of Dragons.
I don't know. I'm drunk.
Song of Time.
Go home drunk.
There's been a lot of.
I am home. Wait a minute.
So what are you playing?
I a lot of Planet Side. As usual. Planet Side 2.
Okay.
I just abbreviate Planet Side 2 as Planet Side anymore. Yeah.
Do you want to relive your mastery?
Let's just say
display.
I went on a murder spree that Huber was witness.
Hey, that was awesome. I'm not gonna lie.
The one man crown. Yeah. Oh, yeah. I took the crown on Endar, which was nuts. Yeah. A few people came and backed me up to help turn the tide. But it was like some Rambo shit. Like
it really was.
A tank drives by and I hide because I see it on the map coming down. And I'm like, shit, hide. Mm-hmm. And it drives by, it goes and blows up my Sunderer, which is the truck I parked ATC. To spawn from.
Yep.
And I knew it had to come back up the hill because it's the only other way it was going to go. So I quickly ran and threw C4 down on the bridge. And then hit again, and waited for it, watching the radar, and it went by to go, boom! And the dude, it like lights his tank on fire, it's about to blow up, and the dude bails out, and we get in this crazy little gunfight, and I kill him. And I was like, yes, let's go, we fucking truck it back up the hill and take the next point. And it was this little back and forth between me, a few guys on my team, and a few guys on the enemy team coming to reinforce, and we ended up holding it off. And it was a really, really, the crown was like the toughest place to take. The easily most defendable position on the map.
Oh yeah, yeah, that's a giant mountain spire.
Yeah, it's the mountain spire, okay, the palisade and stuff like yeah. that. Congrats. But we took that single handedly and moved out to Latham Biolab and almost took that. We're very fucking close when we got stormed by like a million people. But I went on this massive killing spree as my like last hurrah, and I killed like 15 people in one go.
It was really nuts.
I C4'd a fucking mosquito. That somebody tried to park on a roof. I flew up onto the roof and went, boop, boop, gone. Like, just murder, murder, murder. I was screaming for the last 30 seconds of it. And Huber was sitting here like, oh my God. Like,
fire everything.
Like, that's one of those moments that is why I play that game. Mm-hmm. Because if you have a moment like that, it's a moment that only that game can really provide. Because it's so varied in what's going on.
Not to mention, like, the magnitude. Yeah, the magnitude of the scale is really what brings it, like, to this holy shit factor.
Like where we had fallen back to was the adjacent position to the Latham Biolab. And that's when the Terran Republic faction realized that we were pushing really hard on them. And they needed to respond.
Mm-hmm.
So literally, two galaxy dropships full of people showed up with a bunch of airs to support. Tanks rolled in. And it's me and four dudes. And we're like, we're done here. We gotta leave. But that's when I went on my last hurrah.
I was gonna say, go out like Boromir, huh?
Yeah, no, we went. Oh, God. We went to town and hurt them. But no, that was a really fucking good run. I've been playing that. A lot of Tetris Blitz too.
Have you checked out Castle Storm?
No, what's that?
I'm not sure if it's PC or not, but just hit XBLA on Friday. It's from Zen Studios, guys who do like Pinball FX, Zen Pinball.
Mm-hmm.
It's best I could describe is like a mix of Angry Birds and a hack and slash game.
Yeah, no,
where
I haven't heard that.
Two castles, and you're trying to attack the other castle, and it's set up kind of Angry Bird style, where you launch different projectiles at it and knock out parts of the building.
So it's Boom Block.
A lot like it, but sides like 2D instead of 3D plane.
So it's Boom Blocks.
Boom Blocks is so good. But
that game is amazing.
But then there's also, they have troops coming out trying to attack yours. So you could send troops out yourself to meet them up and fight.
So it's like Angry Birds meets Tower Defense meets fucking...
meets Hack and Slash, because if you feel like you're getting overwhelmed, you can teleport your hero out there yourself, and you just hack and slash at the guys. Like, you can,
I'm gonna have to,
you can
check
teleport them behind their lines and just attack them all from behind and sandwich them.
Nice.
It's only $10, which nowadays an XBLA game being 800 points is pretty cool.
The other game I started playing this morning, I played the demo for it, and I'm going to buy it tonight, is Gunpoint, which is a side-scroller, like 2D side-scrolling spy game. You have to break into buildings and take out guards and steal stuff or listen in, like, all sorts of spy-like things. But the gimmick to it is that you're, like, this detective spy guy, and you have, like, these super pants on. It's very goofy. The humor is amazing in it. Branching dialogue trees.
That was the two minutes we saw of it, we were laughing our asses.
Yeah,
it,
absolutely it, hysterical stuff.
It was adorably violent.
Yeah, and...
the fucking punching.
The punching animation is hysterical.
The pants that you're wearing let you jump very high and very far and move, and very quickly. And you can, like, upgrade them to... for them to charge quicker, for you to jump farther, jump faster, all sorts of things.
Kangaroo pants.
And you can reconnect things. For instance, you could go into this mode where you can drag a line from a light switch to a door, and then when you flick the light switch, it'll open the door. And if you time it right, when a guard walks by, you can flick the light switch, it opens the door and knocks out the guard. You can dive on a guard if he's next to a window, and he'll smash you through the window, and you land on the ground, and you can punch him to death, like... And the punching's really funny, as we've been saying. Just check out the fucking game. It's on Steam. It's fantastic.
What's the name of it again?
Gunpoint.
Gunpoint.
And the trailer they have up right now will show
Gunpoint.
You some of the humor.
Yeah, fail miserably.
Yes.
No, they,
what's
that,
like
was actually
$10
really cool.
on Steam?
Yeah, it's $8.99 right now on Steam. Normally $9.99, it's got like 10% off. Done. So it's just fucking fantastic.
$10 on Steam.
So what news have been going on
here?
Anything interesting?
There's a couple big things. I think one of the big things is today reviews for Last of Us have been flooding the internet.
Yeah.
And it is pretty much near universal wide acclaim.
Okay.
Like, tens out of tens everywhere.
Damn.
Like, last I checked, the Metacritic was sitting at 95.
Holy shit.
Yeah.
That's rather high.
Let me load it up and see what we're at right now.
I know some people were, like, I guess, talking about the multiplayer mode of it, which I don't know if is confirmed or not.
Well, yeah, their video footage just leaked out, like, yesterday.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And it's a multiplayer mode, that's for sure.
Is it good, or...?
It's multiplayer. It's two teams shooting each other.
Oh, I mean, it's a team deathmatch?
It looked a lot like the Uncharted multiplayer, which it's Naughty Dog, so wouldn't really
so
expect too much different. it's multiplayer.
Yes,
but like a lot of the reviews I'm seeing are giving the reviews and not factoring in multiplayer, because apparently there were a lot of technical issues getting up and running, because the game's technically not out yet.
Mm-hmm.
But 53 reviews on Metacritic so far, Metascore of 95 still.
It's pretty solid.
Out of 53 reviews. Let me scroll down. The lowest review is a 75, followed by two 80s.
Well, what's the 75? Like, what's the little blurb say?
It's from Polygon. It says, Naughty Dog commits to a somber tone that affects every piece of the game for better and for worse. It achieves incredible emotional high points about as often as it bumps up against tired scenario design that doesn't fit its world. Survival in the post-apocalypse requires compromise, but The Last of Us has given up something vital. So that doesn't really say much.
Womp womp.
Yeah.
Yeah, and then there's two 80s and 85, and the rest is 90 and up.
See, this is one of those things that I worry. Like, when I see that, that's a warning sign to me. Because there's so much hype around this title that I feel like the game's going to be good. We know that. We know the game's good. We know that it's you know, probably very good. But you see all these reviews where people get kind of caught on the hype train, and they're like, oh, it's a perfect game. They got caught up in the whirlwind, and that they can't even see any of its faults, or don't want to see any of its faults. They're just going to put out
Yeah, they're looking at it with rosy goggles.
Yeah, yeah, because the charm of it, they're excited to get it, they're excited to play it. It was a good game, and now it's like a game that they're going to give a perfect score now. Like, if they're giving it 100 now, a week from now they might look back at it and be like, well, it's more like a 90, 92. Yeah.
So, you know, so you're looking for the guy that's
going to call. And then a year from now they're like, well, maybe it was more like a, you know, 75.
Well, no, it's probably, I'm sure that it's like 9.0 at the very least. You know,
the thing is, out of the 53 review scores on here, 26 of them are perfect scores.
Yeah.
That's hype train.
Yeah.
Woo-woo! That's what I call fool's
gold. The thing is, I know even Jim Sterling on Destructoid addressed it, is that, you know, he was following the hype train, and he's like, is this something that could live up to the hype? And he said it did.
Yeah.
I played the demo. I had a lot of fun with the demo. It felt like a really short demo, but it definitely
That's why they call it a demo, more. Joe.
Yeah.
Well, no, I mean, this... For demo size, it was still pretty short for a demo.
I don't know. I mean, I'm gonna play it probably, so I will be able to talk about it on a future podcast. But
it's definitely it looked gorgeous. It played great. It's definitely not a game that you would have run in there, run and gun everything. It's a lot more stealth.
You don't know how I play my games.
You don't tell me the things you do.
Yeah. No, I have a tendency to games like that. I'll have two playthroughs. And I'll play them simultaneously. That I will literally... One file would be sneaky, creepy, thefty, you know, that fucking, you know, gotta be methodical kind of person. And the other one's just like, I'm gonna go in and fucking kill everyone! Like,
well, see, I tried doing that because I wasn't really too sure what kind of game it was at first. And there's two encounters that are smaller encounters. It's just you and one monster. And then the last big encounter to end the demo... There's like six or seven monsters, and when one noticed you, it screams to alert all of them.
Okay.
And you get swarmed by everything, and it's not just something that you can hack and slash or gun your way out of.
You obviously have not seen my hack and slash and gun.
Well, then come on over and try it, and then you can give your thoughts next week if you show up.
I would love to.
So
depends on how busy I am.
Some other interesting news is that they announced today that PlanetSide 2 will be coming to PlayStation 4.
I think that's kind of fucking awesome, to be honest. PlanetSide is, to be completely honest with you, one of my favorite games to come out in quite some time. Mainly just because there's so much depth to it. Mm-hmm. There's a lot going on to that game. And I think there's more going on to it than a lot of people give it credit for. They're just like, oh, you know... First-person shooter, yeah, we got that. Vehicles, yeah, we got that. Okay, you know, capture spawn points, yeah,
I am a little worried with how the fucking...
Yeah, but you know what? I think...
Lattice system they put back into it is...
You want to know? You want to know why?
Why, Huber? Why?
You answered it about 2 minutes ago.
Which was?
They're putting it on PlayStation 4.
Yeah, but see, you don't have to dumb down the game to put it on consoles. That's the myth, and that's like, for instance, that's like some of my problems that had happened with Diablo is I felt like it took out a lot of the hardcore to cater to the casual gamer, which I even think that a lot of the casual gamer is a myth, because a casual gamer will go in and accept depth to a game. You just need to fucking give them a game with depth.
Now, the other thing is, too, though, they just put out another recent update on Diablo 3, news-wise. Basically, they shut down Project Titan for now.
Yeah, I heard.
So they brought back a bunch of people that they kind of took away from Diablo to work on Project Titan. So now Diablo 3 is getting a lot more of a focus than it was before, which, granted, it was taking a long time for certain things to come out with it, but they are progressing. Every single patch gets better. They are focusing on a lot of things that were hiccups at the beginning, but now have been...
But now, a year later...
Yes, time frame sucks, however...
We beta tested that game.
That's what I feel. That's how I feel. Am I cheated by it? A little bit, do I feel that way? Sure, but at least they're not like, yeah, we fucked up, alright, let's just wash our hands of it and just, like, count our losses. No, they're still putting in effort.
No, that's
still
exactly,
working on
that's
it.
Exactly what they should have done. Instead, we put out a good game. It was a good game. It wasn't a great game. We will make you a great game. We will take what we learned from this and we will make you a great game.
Well, right, because that's what they're trying to now, do, as opposed to just giving up on it making you wait and wait and wait for
better
things.
They're not at all. This is Blizzard's problem. Is they're like we're going to commit to putting out, you know, a game series. We're going to fucking make you wait till you're 40 till you have a sequel, because we can't decide on what's good enough to put out. And we're going to keep changing it. That's why the original schedule for WoW expansions was supposed to be every year. Now it's every other year. Which sucks, because they put so much time into these fucking patches for it that the expansions aren't even the full fucking expansion when they come out. You have to wait a year for the full expansion to come out. Now, the trickling of it is fine and dandy, but that makes it that if I want to jump into this game, like the friggin' Arthas...
Frozen Throne?
Yeah, was his name Arthas? I can't remember, it's been so long.
Yeah, the Lich King.
The storyline for the Lich King, that brought me... I wanted to get Frozen Throne when it came out, because it was going to finish off...
Yeah, that's exactly why I was into it, because...
Wrath of the Lich King, Frozen Throne is the fucking...
Oh, yeah. Warcraft expansion.
Look at us. We're old vintage school.
Yeah, Wrath of the Lich King. Yeah, because that's
what... not follow your trend of... nerd celebration.
Hey, well, we...
You could have gotten punched in the face right there, which would have been hilarious.
Well, here's my problem with that. So they started this epic story in the Warcraft 3 games, right?
Yep.
Continued it in World of Warcraft.
Sure.
Then they put out one expansion which started to tie up some of those story loose ends, which would happen to Illidan, one of the big characters.
Word.
Then they're like, here comes Wrath of the Lich King. Here comes an expansion that's going to give you... the end of that storyline with that bad guy.
Yeah, they're practically tying off a huge chunk of meta plot that has been established throughout the entire Warcraft franchise.
Okay.
And then it took them a year and a half to actually put in the boss fight.
Yeah. Wow.
What?
Mm-hmm. Yep. Fuck that.
Yep. And that's Blizzard's problem, is that they're like, they're going to put out a product that is not ready. But the thing is, they're putting out these products so late because they don't have the manpower or the money to get these products done. It's because there's too many people fucking around at that studio saying, like, we want it to be, you know, we want the game to be this, and we're going to spend all of our allocation on continually patching a game rather than focusing on creating the content that's supposed to be there per expansion. They need to focus on that.
Yeah.
The way that these MMOs work... or Diablo, is not the way a console game can work. It's not that... Like, a game can come out, and they can put out DLC for it, and I'm okay with that. I love a lot of the DLC that comes out for games.
Mm-hmm.
But in the PC world, what they should be doing is they should be going, here's a game, we're going to expand on it. We're going to put all of our focus into this expansion, and then, you know, if that's the end of that plot, like Diablo 3... They should have put out the expansion, and then when Diablo 3 is finished, the game and its expansion, if they do it the same way they've done in the past, then they can keep patching on after that. There's no point to fucking lollygag us around.
Yeah, the whole better late than never philosophy, as far as PC gaming goes, just doesn't work. I mean, shit or get off the pot.
Yeah.
Better late than never, can we finally get StarCraft Ghost? Like, I've been wanting to play that for my GameCube.
No,
it's never been canceled. It was canceled.
It was canceled.
Really? Because last I heard, it's just been shelved.
No,
it's on hold.
They canceled. They came out and said they canceled it a long time ago.
Oh, yeah.
No.
Hey, remember Warcraft Adventures?
No.
Really?
Do you remember, oh my God, what was it, Tiberium Wars?
Oh, jeez.
The first person, Command & Conquer first person
shooter
that they were going to do for Command & Conquer 3. That looked cool, and they were so pissed they fucking canceled it.
Yeah. No, really? You don't remember Warcraft Adventures?
No.
It was supposed to be like back in the old days of, you know, just like graphic adventures, you know, like King's Quest, Space Quest.
Oh, God.
It was based on like Thrall's backstory growing up and how he became who he was and all that kind of stuff.
Mm.
And I remember it was actually like the cover story of a PC gamer like way back in the day, and they made a huge deal about it, and it's going to be great, it's going to be awesome, and it's kind of cool because if you actually read up all the information, a lot of the stuff you saw in World of Warcraft led up to that, like especially with, what was it, like the Cavern of Time thing where you go back and...
Yeah.
And, you know, they made this huge to-do about it, it's going to be this great awesome game, and just kind of vanished off the face of the earth, and everyone just kind of, what?
Yeah. Yeah, see, like, with...
I hate vaporware games.
Yeah.
With Diablo, they should have came up with these things, like the Paragon system and whatnot, all that stuff, and they could have put out an expansion.
They should have put that in the expansion.
Year.
Yeah. Yeah.
And they could have... Because what they had to do then is they had to develop it, they had to test it internally, then they had to put it out on a test server, then they had to let the players play it, and then they had to get feedback, and then they refined it, and then they tried a new system, and then they did the same...
So you know what's weird, though? that whole system mm-hmm. is exactly what they're doing, but instead of putting all the content out on a disc, there's what's called the PTR, which is the public test run.
No, yeah, everything this, is, that they, this is normal with every MMO.
So, they put all this shit out, and they go, test this for us. Okay. So they get all the test information. Okay, test this for us. Okay, get all the other. And then as soon as it's like, yeah, I think we're okay with where it's at, they're like, okay, now you guys can have it. Instead of just like, well, okay, why don't we work on something else, and then we just put it all out at once, and then just be like, yay!
So Diablo got streamlined. Mm-hmm. Diablo got casualized to an extent.
Yes.
If you want to use that spin word.
I'm okay with using that because I do feel that it has been. Like I said, the news story that was out today or yesterday, whenever I read it, they are going back to a more hardcore-esque setup for what they're doing. A lot more of a customizable skill tree and attribute kind of thing, you know, to kind of reminisce to the Diablo 2 thing.
Wonder what I would laugh my ass off at if those were all advertised as PS4 exclusive features.
I'd flip out. I'd flip the table. See, this is the problem, though, is that because that game, the PS4 version and the PS3 version were in development, is why that game got casualized,
yep.
is why we've been beta testing it for them,
yep.
and is why we don't have an expansion.
Yep.
Like, if we could have
yeah,
more
we could
game,
have had we could have had an expansion,
and we could have thrown a shit ton more money at Blizzard, being like, "No, take my money. I'll buy the expansion. I would buy the expansion and play through it with the character I haven't touched since the game came out,
mm-hmm.
just because I like the storyline, I like the levels, I like the monsters, I love the bosses. The bosses are cool as shit.
I really hope
the boss fights in this
box.
The boss fights in Diablo 3. If you go back to all of the boss fights in the Diablo series, the boss fights in Diablo 3 are.
They're the
fucking
best.
Bar none, the
yeah.
best.
Yeah, they're the best because they put a lot of work into them. They're mm-hmm. not just you walk into a room and it's just a super monster in the room walking around with you. They actually have like almost puzzle elements.
Yep, to them. Like even like the Bale fight. First time I fucking did that, oh my god, I was ready to fucking smash my keyboard. But now I could sit, I could almost do it in my sleep.
But yeah, with Planetside, I really hope that the lattice system isn't because of that. They're trying to focus the consolization of the game.
I hope not, but I can't help but say that it is.
Well, the lattice link system was in Planetside 1.
Well, yeah, that's and, well and good, but, you know, they got rid of it for 2, and it worked fine.
Well, the reason why they put it back in is because it didn't necessarily work fine. Like, you played it, mm-hmm. and you know how it was kind of hard to tell where a front line was sometimes.
Yeah.
People were fighting fucking everywhere. People were locking down facilities in the middle of continents that weren't even connected to their territory just because of the fact that they wanted to be dickholes and lock it down.
Yeah.
And farm points. That's why they put in the system was to prevent that.
Well, yeah, that's great, but I like where it's you can only take something that's already connected.
Well, do you know what the problem is with that, though? Like, with the way that Planetside 2 is set up, because Planetside 1 and 2 were set up differently at this point.
Yeah.
And what this prevents is now, like if you and me are working together with just a few other people, just our friends hanging out,
yeah.
We know that that big battle is 600 versus 400. We know by the numbers game, by the percentages that come up, we're probably going to get rolled. There's a chance that our skill level could push them back. We could pull a fucking Spartan victory out of it.
Yeah.
But what we used to do a lot of the time is, like, all right, here's on Endar, here's Zervan Amp Station, I think it is, mm-hmm. where a lot of the fighting gets focused. We could slide down to the south and take a ghost cap a lot of the facilities down there with minimal
the
resistance,
yeah.
and then snap up, snap north, and cut off that facility from their thing, which shuts them down, down the bonus from that, and they lose incentive to fight there. We can't do that anymore.
Yeah, you can't mm-hmm. you can't deep cap, like, go behind the enemy deep behind enemy lines and try to create that, you know, that cutoff like you were saying.
Yeah, I used to do that all the time with people. Mm-hmm. We would splice right through their territory.
Yeah, I mean, I've seen people do that too. And that's a very viable tactic.
So it sucks because that's actually one of the main reasons why I wanted to get into it. Because those little, like, 5, 10, 15-man squads could completely take over an entire continent.
Here's the interesting thing they've been talking about doing, too. Some of the rumored stuff is, one is, the lattice system might not be on every continent. which I think is neat.
So very cool.
Yeah, because then there's varied strategies on each continent. Mm-hmm. And then there's talk of if they do put the lattice on the main continents, they might have a subcontinent or a few smaller continents mm-hmm. that might be like a continent that has a huge cityscape.
Okay. And you just go through and fucking...
And it's mostly infantry or light tanks, not too much heavy stuff.
Yeah.
I can see that.
Yeah, and that would be the hex system, where it'd be a different system.
That would be awesome.
I also want to write...
like Block Wars.
Yeah.
I also want to write up something and try to get Higby and the other people on the team to see it. Is I think it'd be cool if they put in a system called that I've been calling the Lattice Break System, which is something the hackers could do, where they could set up... they could go to a terminal in, let's say, one facility mm-hmm. and place a hack. And then if they can get into another facility that's adjacent but not lattice linked and hack there, it would give a temporary lattice link there.
That would be pretty cool.
And that would give something for the hackers to do, mm-hmm. too. Because then, and it would show up on the map. Everybody could see it. But you could actually break the lattice lines temporarily. Or have some sort of timer system where you can only do it at certain times and stuff like that.
Yeah, hack the thing so you can have like a 5 or 10 minute window for the incursion team to actually try to raid the...
And then there could be a cooldown on it. There could be a 3 hour cooldown or something. But you could get a whole crew together, and then you could just have a hack team go in that cloaks, works their way in, get the hack down, and then when the line appears, everybody swarms in and goes and tries to get the cap.
So not only do you have real warfare, but you actually develop more espionage.
Yeah, because they need to work on the hacker stuff. But that's the thing I want to write up soon and see if I could get a conversation going about it, because it'd be fun.
Yeah.
I would play hacker all the time, though.
Hell yeah, I'd be in on that.
Well, in PlanetSide 1, the hackers were really important. You'd have to hack... There were doors into the facility.
I remember that.
You had to hack the doors mm-hmm. to get in, so every team had to have, Or even if you weren't a hacker, you'd have to bring the hacking tool, and then you'd sit there and be like, try to get in the door.
While everyone's covering your ass.
Yeah, it was fun. Hi, Joe.
Hey. What's up, guy?
Joe, well, hey, at least
I'm
if
large
you look at it,
this is the
this is the PlanetSide 2 podcast.
If you think about it this way, since it was announced for PlayStation 4 now, if you get a PlayStation 4,
are they going to have cross platform compatibility?
I
hope so.
I didn't read the whole article. It would be rough. It would be fun because
it would be ridiculous if they did. Holy shit!
Well, it would be cool because the influx of players would really help the player base, and that would be really fun. But they would fucking suck.
Yeah. Because I know Sony, they're not dicks about having cross-platform. Mm-hmm. Like, Microsoft, they don't like that shit unless it's games for Windows Live.
No, Microsoft likes it, but before the infrastructure wasn't there for it. Now, with the 360 basic, or the Xbox One pretty much running a Windows 8 kernel, shouldn't be too difficult.
No, it shouldn't be hard.
I just don't know how much focus they want to put on that yet. I hope that they do. I think it would be a very good idea. Yeah. Like, if Halo 5 got released on both, and I could play, you and me could co-op through it, on your Xbox, me on the PC, that would be great. I doubt they'll do it, because they don't have a history of doing it, but I think it would be a missed opportunity.
As far as I could tell, I don't think the next Halo is going to come to PC. Like, Microsoft seems dead set on keeping Xbox stuff to Xbox, which I think would be a smart move.
So far, I think that if they, like I said, we'll probably see it in the next generation, 7, 8, 9 years away.
Yeah.
Where it'll be Windows, and that it'll be a platform that you can buy a system for.
I think it's going to be Xbox.
Yeah.
You think it's going to be? Well,
I think they're putting a lot of focus on Xbox. Like,
it'll probably
Zune is gone.
Right,
it's now
right.
Xbox Music, Xbox Movies,
and it's also Windows. Windows Xbox. 8, Windows Phone. Yeah. Windows 8 PCs,
Windows
tablets.
Phone with Xbox.
Yes, that's what I'm thinking.
With
it
Xbox
will be.
Integration.
It'll probably the next system will probably be Xbox with Windows. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? It'll run the Windows platform.
X
on
Windows.
Xbox. Well, I mean, you know what Xbox?
Xbox Win.
You know what the original name for Xbox was, right? You know where the term comes
Wasn't,
from?
Yeah, from DirectX.
Yeah, DirectX, which is the PC
the direct
thing.
Xbox.
But only us PC fags know that.
Yeah. I mean.
So what do you think, though? Would you play PlanetSide? You've seen it on my computer. Do you think it'd be something you'd try out?
It's definitely something I would try out. I don't know if it's something that I would...
Well, here's the interesting thing. Is like, since I'm... This is the neat dynamic about this game, is since I'm so heavy into it, and like today, I literally picked up 4 guys, and I was commanding the squad, because I'm one of those high-level players in the field.
Yeah.
But what's nice about that is that there's a lot of people like me that play that game. So, like, the other night, you saw me rolling with that squad. And
oh,
how
yeah.
These guys were... I just joined a public squad. Like, I just hit auto-join squad, and the guys leading the three... It was a platoon with three squads in it.
Yeah.
So there's, like, one commander running everything, and he was relaying it to the two other squads. The commander ran the first squad, and it was a platoon. And he was like, you're going to go up 600 meters. You're going to fly east for 400 to this, you know, waypoint. Like, they were, and it was really easy to follow because they actually make the markers and stuff for you. So what's nice is, if you don't play that much, I could tell you, like, hey, we're doing a big push on this continent tonight. I need bodies. And I could be like, log in, and I could be the pilot of a bomber, and you, all you have to do is get in the gun and just point and click.
See, that's something I can handle. My biggest thing is, like, that game, it's pretty much, there's such a huge focus on playing with random strangers.
But there is a really good team dynamic that forms.
There is, but I'm just not a fan of playing with people I don't know.
Okay.
It's probably because, admittedly, Xbox Online
is filled with fucking idiots, racists, assholes, homophobes.
Let me tell you this. Most of the time when I play Planetside, I play by myself, and I don't join a squad. And I literally try and one-man, like, backhack all these places.
You do have a lot of fun doing that, but, like, I normally only play with people I know, but when I got in this pub squad last night, it worked out really well. Like, they're very organized, and it was just, that's what people do, is people will take a commanding role, and they will do that every day. And what's nice about the community is they're 99% of the time not fuckwads.
Yeah.
I don't know how that will be on PS4, but even then, like, there is open friendly fire all the time. But if you kill a bunch of people, they lock your guns for a few hours, which is cool.
Yep. So they do punish team killing fucktards.
I mean, it's like...
So you won't be able to... One of the very few games
that I've played actual, like, deathmatch stuff is Halo 4, because I would play in a party with friends, like Pappy and Kat. Mm-hmm. We would all play together. There are so many times where we would just get furiously frustrated at idiots on our team who just join to grief other people.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And I can't... Like, that's what I hate most about online gaming. Yeah. That's why when I buy Gears of War, I'm not buying it to play, you know, online deathmatch with everyone else. I get a friend, and we go through the campaign.
And then you play Horde mode.
I might dick around in Horde mode a little bit, but even now, like, Judgment doesn't have Horde mode. It's more, Horde mode is integrated into everything now. But I don't want to play against other people.
Yeah.
Like, I would rather me and a friend. It's like Devil's Cartel. Yeah. I'm having a lot of fun with it because I'm playing with a friend. Hi, Jay. And we just go through and have fun together instead of,
you know, more of a bonding experience as opposed to, like, I really want to keep myself entertained, but I also don't want to add the level of stress of having to deal with fuckwads.
Like, like, you can only, like, one of my first experiences to actual online play with strangers was Burnout Paradise. And
it was pretty fun.
There were a lot of great people in there. I made some good friends on there. Sadly, I haven't kept in touch with any of
them. You're a bad friend, Jay.
There's one guy,
Hellblazer, who is still on my Xbox Live friend list, who I haven't seen online in so long, and I just can't bring myself to delete him because he's like that last...
It's the last Burnout friend.
The Last of Us.
Yes, but... You know, it was
10 out of 10.
It would be...
10 out of 10, savecontinue.com.
We haven't even... Well, no, he played the demo, so...
10 out of 10 demo. Savecontinue.com.
I'm sorry, what was that?
John Paul
did
a preview on that.
John Paul...
John Paul Jones. Yeah. 10 out of 10. Savecontinue.com.
John Paul Jones.
Well, I mean, that's one thing I can say about Planetside that I kind of enjoyed, I mean, at least from the PC perspective, is that, I mean, I'm probably not as diehard, anywhere near as diehard as you, but, I mean, I played it enough
10 out of 10. Savecontinue.com.
You know, I mean, one of the things I did like was that you can jump into a group and or a platoon, and you can kind of gauge at the level of coordination. And if it seems like these guys are just kind of half-assing around, they're not really serious about it, you can just bail. And you can just kind of keep, and you can look up the list of platoons and stuff, and you can usually, like, within like a minute or two, you can actually tell, like, how decent these guys are, how serious they are about their gaming.
Yeah.
And, you know, it's a pretty solid way, you know, because every now and again, like, you'll hook up with one and you'll immediately hear voice chat and they'll be telling coordinate, you know, we're moving here, you guys go there, Bravo, you know, platoon go there.
Yeah, and I tell you what, with the random gaming that I'll do in Planetside where it's like, you know, I'll just randomly join up and be like, oh, there's a bunch of people fighting over there. I'm just going to go over there. There have been very, very few instances of me running into a group of people that are supposed to be on my team that are just fucking around.
Nobody really
logs on to that game to just be like, I'm just going to wander around for a bit. Like,
yeah. See, talking like that would encourage me more to want to try the game. But it would come with a condition that they would need cross-platform play, because it's obvious, if it comes to PS4, you guys probably aren't going to get PS4s to play a game you already have on PC.
Oh, no. If
it's not cross-platform play, I probably won't pick it up, because I wouldn't know anyone who has the game.
Yeah.
No. Yeah, I'm sure that we'll find out more about that at E3. That's one of the big announcements.
Week away!
We should probably do reader mail, then.
What reader mail?
We have reader mail.
How much time do we do already?
We're 40 minutes in.
Get the fuck out of here. Snap.
It really was the Planet Side 2 podcast.
It was the Planet Side 2.
I didn't mean it to be, but Dark Souls.
Dark Souls
was announced. Dark Souls 2,
March 14th, 2014.
I'm taking
a week off whatever job I have at that point.
Oh, what else was announced?
Kunal,
if you're listening, March 14th, 2014, we need to halt development on whatever project we're doing for a week. To play Dark Souls. March 14th, yeah.
Is it March 14th?
I'm pretty sure.
March 14th, Dark
March
Souls.
2014.
Yeah, I think the poster said March 14th.
Whatevs.
Whatever!
Fable Anniversary's coming.
Yeah, oh, Peter Molyneux can lie to us in HD now.
Well, he's not part of Lionhead anymore.
Doesn't matter, he's still going to lie to us.
I'm excited for that game. I don't give a shit. I love... The original Fable is so, so good.
I liked a lot of the Fable games. I thought they were cool.
Like, I thought the first Fable...
Don't put your phone away. You were looking up reader mail.
Okay, I will read the one single email that we got.
Hooray!
Before we go back to talking about Fable. Here is our email from Alex Smith. SML can clearly only stand for one thing. Slippy man lips. You're welcome.
Slippy
Jesus Christ.
Man. I'm surprised. Out of all the, like, you know, we've heard every S be an adjective. Slippy.
That
was the first slippy.
Slippy man lips is solid. Slippy man lips. I'm going to be saying that.
How about this? How about, can I alter it for him?
Slippy. It's a girl, but sure.
Okay, slippy moose lips.
Ooh. Slippy mother lips.
Slippy moose lips.
Slippy moose lips, yeah.
Slippy moose lips.
The look on Joe's face. A look of content satisfaction.
Yeah.
That's a pretty good one. Slippy I don't think it's lips. A winner, but it's definitely
it's a good one.
Honorable mention.
Right now it's my third place.
I don't even remember what my first place one was.
Someone might listen as my first place.
I like
we're winding down on this. So someone might listen as first. What was the second one that really...
That chick.
Who was molten. She had like four or five of them, really solid.
No, there was one that was
Pappy
like...
was sexual molten lava. And then that Stephanie chick had...
I think one of hers was...
Some menstruation lingers and some masturbate less.
No, there was. She had six of them, no, and they were all winners.
I know. We'll figure it out. Maybe we'll announce it next week because I think we're at the wind down.
Well, this is 17. We were going to do it on 20.
We're going to do it on 20.
Okay.
So we might as well ride this fucker out. Why do it next week? We're going to be busy with E3 coverage
next
week.
You're right. E3 commentary next
week. Epic E3 coverage coming to a
Stephanie. Hers were superb man leashes. Sloppy moth labia, sun masturbate less. Sun masturbate less, and some menstruation lingers. And then Pappy had that sexual molten lava.
Sexual molten
lava. Pappy, you got knocked out today by slippy moose lips.
Slippy moose lips.
And then Temecubus had super mega lame. Which
I actually kind of like that one.
We'll have to debate it. I still think
someone might listen is our number one.
That was great. I don't know why that was so great, but it was great. Because we've had some great entries, but that one was...
That one just sticks with you.
If there was cake, that one took it.
Like, what's the SML stand for? Someone might listen.
All right, so tell me...
Pity party, yeah!
I think we should announce a couple more things that are going to be in the prize pack.
All right, well, I'll announce, since we're winding down... The grand prize.
Should we announce the grand prize?
Yeah.
That we might get some last minute entries.
That's true.
Oh my god.
Yeah.
A $50 GameStop gift card. The grand prize. I need this.
Okay, so the grand prize is there's the $50 GameStop gift card. There's also a Nokia N-Gage.
now is this the re-released version or is this the OG taco shaped side talking motherfucker?
We have not decided yet.
because I still have to acquire it. But it'll probably be the newer one, just because you'd actually be able to use it.
Yeah.
Say, although, if you want
you
side
talking, change games without popping the battery out.
Yeah. I was going to say, do kids these days even know what an N-Gage is?
Probably not, but yeah, it'll probably be the QD.
You know how you play video games on your cell phones, kids?
That's how you used to do it.
N-Gage was.
Take a Game Boy Color and put it with an old Nokia candy bar style phone.
Just as indestructible.
Yeah, very indestructible, yeah. But plus Game Boy Color.
And side talking.
You have to talk on it like it's a fucking hard shell taco.
Oh my God. I want to own an N-Gage so bad.
Also, I've got some leftover pack swag.
Yeah, there's going to be lots of pack swag. We're doing CDs.
We have CDs from the 1UPS. We have CDs from A-Rival. Arm Cannon.
Yeah, everybody's going to get... We'll be splitting up the loot. We'll probably try to give one of everything to the grand prize, and then
maybe for like a runner-up, we can do some extra packs.
I only have one extra copy of the CDs. So.
Oh, you only have one extra. Well, we'll burn some.
The grand prize will get the original copies, and then like the couple other ones,
we could split up.
I will get more from Alex. I will get more from Alex.
Okay, well that's so just at least the one get, CD.
Yeah, but still, we'll at least to get something
too.
Word. Word life.
So second place, maybe we'll try to get like a $20 GameStop gift card for them. And then third place...
No, you can actually get something with a $20 one. Give them like a $5. Just so that it's like...
Fuck second place.
Second best.
Second place will get a CD and a $20 gift card and maybe like a piece of swag. Might be like a button.
A bouton.
And then third place, we'll figure
Fleshlight.
It out. A fleshlight. Alex, you're probably going to get a fleshlight. Your 3 mile, no, your 3 hour long cock will appreciate it.
Oh, yeah.
3 hour?
A ye old fleshlight.
We'll get you some hentai and we'll all autograph it.
We've all seen enough to know where this is going.
That'd be a great prize. third place. Whoever's third place, you're getting autographed hentai. I think.
Yeah, but autograph hentai that we just printed out of a regular printer and then we signed.
No.
That's the only way to bootleg hentai.
It'll be a DVD. We'll pick out a DVD.
We gotta find a dot matrix printer and print it out that way.
We're going. ASCII art.
Nice. Oh, back in the days of Major Mud.
Oh, my Lord.
14.4. K modem.
Oh man!
In 3 hours, you'll have half that boobie on your screen.
Nice.
I can almost see like the top of the round part of her nipple.
All right, let's
like,
finish it
it's
up.
It's like in high school. My buddy Rob had a TI-83 calculator, and he would have porn on the calculator.
God,
that's a new low, man.
We are so fucking old.
And I thought I was an idiot.
Talk about now that Save Continue is up and rolling. Let's talk about the new website and how much porn we're going to put onto it.
Save Continue. Okay.
That's the alternate website.
What's there to say? Savecontinue.com is up.
Yeah.
Is the premier destination for
this podcast.
That's where we're hosting the podcast now. We were formerly at the Gaming Vault.
We officially announced it 2 weeks ago, and last week we finally got
the first
episode on the site.
Well, yeah, the funny thing, too, is, like, the website, we got kind of delayed putting it up, and then it's up, and now it's, like, it's up and running. Like,
yeah.
It's a lot of content is up very quickly. The podcast will be posted there.
Are you guys going to have, like, a back catalog of the other episodes and putting them on there?
Or? No, I'm not going to put all the old stuff on there.
If
people want to find it, they could just follow us to the YouTube page. It's all there. Every episode, even episode zero, is sitting on the YouTube page.
Yeah, my Monaco review is going up tonight.
Don't go back that far.
I'm working on a Gunpoint review as of tonight. Have you been writing anything recently?
I had a couple news stories up. I haven't gotten anything to review because Kyle doesn't love me enough.
Kyle. Kyle, why not? But yeah, no, the site's up and moving, so take a look. And,
Zach just put up a Dead Island Riptide review, which is pretty good.
Yeah, okay. Cool.
Kyle just had his Remember Me review. It was one of the first ones online.
Yeah.
Definitely IGN had a break. The embargo by like 4 hours, but we were still one of the first ones up at midnight.
Cool.
I don't know if I'm gonna write anything for it. I might.
You fucking piece of shit.
I might. I don't know. I might.
Oh, you know what? There's another thing.
Chris is gonna review the new fleshlight.
Yeah. No, I might. I might do some content. Only problem is, it's, you know, even though I'm fun employed, I am a busy guy. So I'll try and work some stuff in here.
Busy with maybe. Diablo.
No, I'm not.
Tetris.
Dude, I have it. All right, Tetris. It's only convenient.
You can't deny that one.
Tetris, I can't deny because Tetris, you know, I play it when I poop.
Though, so.
You know.
Poop playing.
But no, I might do some content. We'll see. I just can't make any guarantees.
Ian, you want to start writing for a website? I'll just start hiring people right now. Fuck you, Kyle.
You're hired. You get paid nothing.
Nothing.
Like all of us.
You didn't get paid shit.
Sweet.
And all your content belongs to Michael O'Connor.
He sounds like an upstanding guy.
All your content is owned by an angel. We're not going to say his name.
Arcane. He's not the same.
Oh, that was so fun. I miss Bogue.
Though. Yeah, I miss Bogue, too.
Yeah, I don't fill his shoes.
Bogue, we miss you.
Thanks, ass.
Bogue, we miss you. Come back to us.
You do not.
I forgot how to hairy,
stop
hairy
cheating
body.
On us with your wife.
Who's going to teach us how to fold laundry?
Can you believe we've been doing this for 4 months?
No. Speak for yourself. I've only been here for a couple.
No, I can't.
I'm not looking at you, asshole.
No, it's pretty wild. Yeah, we've been doing.
No, you've pretty much been doing this for 4 months too.
Yeah, you didn't even mean to. Like, yeah, I didn't mean to either. I think I might have missed like a month's worth, maybe, and that's mostly recently.
Yeah, but it's been.
Now we've had a lot of nicknames for people. Have we ever had somebody who came in and were like, "And this is normal"?
No,
we haven't had a normal fucker on this podcast.
You're not allowed to. Having a normality is just kind of like, you know,
abnormal.
That would be an insult.
It would be
an insult to the podcast.
And who really wants to listen to someone that's normal? That's not entertaining at all.
Imagine the small, medium, normal podcast.
This is small, medium, large, normal. And Phil.
Well, Phil,
you suck, Phil. You need to leave. Sorry, guys.
Oh, but I'm not large enough to be extra large, and I'm not small enough to be petite. That's what you should be petite.
I should be petite, right. I should be fit.
No.
I am fit.
We fit?
We fit.
We fit. Yes.
No, I'm in relatively good shape, so.
We fit Game Boy card.
We fit Game Boy. Oh my god. We need to do that. We need to name ourselves after consoles. I'm the virtual boy.
No, Bogue's the virtual boy because he doesn't exist here anymore.
No, he's the Phantom because he's vaporware.
Oh.
Well, no. See,
you're the Xbox because you're Xbox huge.
Xbox. Is he the Xbox One or the classic Xbox?
No, he's the Xbox One or the Xbox One.
You're the original Xbox.
The fat one.
The fat one.
You're the 360 because you wear your hat backwards. Bro.
No, that would be the Xbox 180. I think I would be...
Actually,
no, you know what? I'm the Dreamcast.
Everybody loves and was canceled prematurely.
Exactly. Everybody loves me.
It's okay. Everyone suffers from premature cancellation.
It's okay. Anymore. I'm okay with it. Perfectly fine. I'm an entertainment
console. I'm the Xbox 360 fat.
The Xbox 360.
I can't hold you with both my hands; they're too small.
No, you're the original. You're definitely the original Xbox.
No, you're the PS2 because you were built with a defect.
Ooh.
No, that's fair. You don't understand. I'm pretty sure there might have been some ball jokes on this podcast, but I don't think any of them went into detail.
Yeah, Huber had cancer, so.
Yeah, and I have one testicle. So
you had cancer?
Yeah.
Yep.
See, I didn't know the cancer part.
No,
not at all.
No, we joke about it all the time. I'm surprised we don't joke about it more.
That's because we are a very focused and professional podcast. Always on task.
Wow, you said that with a straight face and everything.
I did. I'm good at my job.
No. There was a smirk.
No.
Yeah. No. No.
Joe, you and I are very good hosts. We always stay focused. We never go off task.
Never.
You're a good guy,
we're
Tim.
Professional.
You're a really good guy.
How about some
professional podcast hosts? In fact, I'm going to change on my Facebook. Yeah. Save, continue, contributor/professional podcast host.
Professional.
Professional.
How about some last minute news? Anybody?
I know Fantasia was announced for the Kinect.
Oh, what? Yeah.
By the makers Fantasia. Of Rock Band.
Yep.
What?
Disney Fantasia. Disney Fantasia.
Wait, so you get to be Mickey Mouse, like waving the wands around, yes, and making things, yep, dance?
Yes, yep. But mix that with the Internet Explorer commercial you always see before streaming videos.
I don't get it.
You have to see it.
I don't.
Yeah, you have to see it.
Actually, it's about, you get to build and control the music, so you're going to see stuff. It's going to be like a cross between Rock Band, Just Dance, and Frequency from the looks of it.
Wow, Frequency?
Because they made Frequency back in the day, didn't they? Harmonix?
Why would you mention Just Dance with
Harmonix? Because you're dancing. Yeah,
Dance Central. At least go with a Harmonix game.
Okay, Dance Central. You're correct. You're correct. My bird. My bird.
Son of a bee. I'm so let down. Like, my heart.
I love how this podcast stopped and now it's like rekindled.
Yeah. Well, it's because I'm trying.
No, we're at the hour mark now.
My heart still hurts over the fact that Rock Band ended.
Yeah, but they don't care about you, Joe.
Yeah, I can tell.
What about the Deus Ex
the Fall?
Well, I was going to give you guys a little bit more detail about Fantasia.
Okay, we'll give us more detail.
Because on Facebook I posted Harmonix has a new game coming out. Cool. It's not Rock Band. Aw. It's for Kinect. Fuck, I'm out. And Nick Chester, who works with Harmonix, commented, one, it's not like Dance Central in any way outside of the fact that you have to move your arms. You can use your feet and head, sure. Two, probably closer to Elite Beat Agents meets Electroplankton.
Which
meets,
oh shit, that would be cool.
Point and click musical adventure, just with a 3D cursor and Kinect. Seriously, if you like music games and original ideas that are beautifully realized, this is it. I'm biased, but for serious, I'm telling you the truth. Check it out.
That sounds cool.
I don't doubt Harmonix's ability to make a good game.
It's just not
at all. But I'm so tired of Kinect. I want to play a fucking game. I don't want to wave at my TV and dance around.
Hey, guys.
That said, I'll probably still check it out because it's Harmonix.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I just... guys, Harmonix, please. Bring back Rock Band.
Yeah, it's in hibernation right now. They will bring it back. Give this console 2 years. And I guarantee you, they will relaunch Rock Band and it will be better than ever.
I want it back.
You can want it as much as you want.
Give me some more DLC. Throw us a bone.
You know what you need
DLC
to do?
DLC that you can't transfer to your Xbox
One. Yeah.
Yeah.
How about March 2014, throw us a bone, Chevelle Paco 2.
No, not March, not March 2014.
Dark Souls.
It's one
Dark week. Souls, motherfucker.
It's 1 week of DLC. Suck a dick. It's my birthday month.
Here's what you're going to do. You're going to get... Frets on Fire.
Yeah, I was going to say. You could get a PC, and what you could do is you could hold your keyboard like a guitar, and you could play custom songs that people created.
Sure, I could.
And the community can live on. And you can even rig a controller and do it if you don't want to be cool guys like me.
I can also get another 360, make sure I don't update Rock Band 3, and download a bunch of custom tracks for it.
Mm-hmm.
But...
Why are you bitching? Quit your bitching.
Yo,
it's quit your bitching.
It's not the same.
Quit your bitching. Play Fantasia.
It's not the same.
Play Fantasia. Maybe I'll
probably give it a try. It's going to be an Xbox One. I think it's a launch title for Xbox One.
That sounds really awesome, actually. If it's like Elite Beat Agents, I completely see how that is in that game. That game's fun. Yeah. That'll be fun.
I do like that it looks like Microsoft is throwing a lot of their weight and support behind it, because what did Xbox One have? It had Halo Combat Evolved.
Mm.
Xbox 360 had Geometry Wars Retro Evolved.
Oh.
Xbox One has Fantasia Music Evolved.
Interesting.
So they have another Evolved.
Weird. So where are they going to go from here? Is it going to be like...
Can we call this Podcast Evolve for this episode?
Podcast Evolve. How about
Podcast?
Well, hold on, is the next Xbox going to be like, is there going to be like a Cooking Mama, like,
Evolved,
you know, like Taste Evolved?
Will you Cooking Mama Taste Evolve?
Dude, I love Cooking Mama, I'm not going to lie.
Saute Evolved.
You take the Wii U, you take the Wii U screen, you place the cookie dough on the screen. And then you place it down on your counter and walk away for 2 hours while the cookies bake. coming back every now and then to take your stylus to drag down on the screen to open the oven and look at the cookies.
You use the Wii U screen as like a cutting board?
Yeah, as a cutting board.
We should make games.
Why don't we make games?
Oh, wait.
Why does my controller?
I kind of do now.
Wait, so when your project is done with the game company that you're working with, then you need to work on an HD remake of Diablo 2, and then I'll be happy.
No, that's not actually. Yeah,
I don't think Sword Tech is going to be able to secure the Diablo license.
Yeah, right.
Kunal, you don't know if no, they if could, they no. severely fuck up Diablo 3.
Kunal, that's more our plan. So, once just when when Pixel Noir sells 6 million copies, because that's what we need to be in the green or the black rather. Because we're that's how all games are these days that are AAA. We're gonna go out and we're gonna secure the Diablo rights. Okay, that's our plan. That's our new. That's our new corporate strategy. I hope he listens to these.
Kunal's just sitting there with his head on his desk. Like,
yeah, he's probably
why?
He's probably like,
like, why did I hire this guy?
Guys, God, come on, guys, come on, guys.
Hey, it sounds like a plan. Hey.
Oh yeah, we gotta. Kunal, also, if you're listening. Remind me, or I'll remind myself when I try to listen to podcasts to see if we can get you and Len up next week to be on
Allentown.
The podcast.
For my,
yeah, actually, I gotta.
Where are we gonna record next?
Wait. Remind me, 8 o'clock, call Kunal.
Okay, I'll remind you to 8 o'clock, call Kunal.
8 o'clock.
Here's a reminder for today at 8 p.m.
I think she's putting the emphasis on the wrong syllable.
Tell her to say Kunal again.
Thank you, Siri.
Your satisfaction is all the thanks I need.
And we are indeed satisfied.
All right, let's close it on that.
Wow.
That's what she said, bitch.
What songs do you have for this week?
Oh, God.
Does it matter? Like, it doesn't matter.
Oh, my God. Oh, shit.
We can really throw a wrench in the whole fucking music thing and just be like, oh, yeah, we'll just pick some random songs that were also on Rock Band for DLC. We have no... Actually, you know, here, if you want, I'll give you an Ethereal Collapse song for a giggle.
No. No, I've been trying to avoid, like,
actual songs.
Recorded songs. I like sticking with the video game theme. But,
So they're not actual songs.
You're not a real band hero.
I'm not, actually. I have people for that.
Remley, 10 out of 10, savecontinue.com.
Remley,
can you please get her to say Kunal again?
Kunal.
Like, I need this.
Kunal.
Reminder for Kunal.
Kunal.
Reminder for
you. It's on the podcast. If you listen to the podcast and give us a hit, you can hear it again. What songs do we have? What songs?
Just,
come on.
I'm trying
come
to.
On. Come on.
I think I'm going to do a handful of songs from Stemmage, a.k.a. Grant Henry. He started off doing a project called Metroid Metal, which was
that's cool.
Recreating all Metroid songs.
I would have never guessed.
Metal.
In a metal style. Okay, which eventually spawned the band Metroid Metal.
Yeah.
Which is a live band that performs metal versions of Metroid songs that were arranged for the Metroid Metal project, which were Metroid songs.
That's
like actually the band. Like the band is fucking amazing.
Batman the comic, yeah, the movie, the game.
They play at MAGFest.
They
will
fantastic.
Rock your goddamn face off.
They will.
So I'm gonna pay tribute to
Batman the
Grant
comic, the
and
game,
play
the
some
movie,
Stemmage
the...
stuff.
Seconded.
He also did the soundtrack for Alpha Squad on Xbox Live Indies.
Oh, word.
Which is really good
on
stuff.
On what Huber just said,
what did he
Injustice
say?
The game, which is based off of comic books, has its own comic book.
Wait, what?
I fuck you not.
Was it Comicception?
Wait, which also,
last bit of news for the week.
Scorpion
DLC, and it's
DLC,
awesome looking.
And it looks fucking sick. So
I didn't even get to ask you guys about the news that GameStop is apparently recalling all the 8-gig Wii U's.
They're not. They just clarified that actually right before we did the podcast.
I saw the update on it that Nintendo clarified it, but I don't know. I think there's something more to it.
I think they're just tightening up their product line.
I think the fact that the email said that they're going to recall all of them is... Don't stop it yet. We gotta.
I'm gonna.
Grant Henry.
I'm gonna. I'm gonna. Recall your face.